Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So, if I remember correctly...
All right, just shut up.
No. What do you think I'm going to do? I'm just trying to set up. I'm trying to paint a picture for the good people of Cleveland.
People. You don't need to.
Why not?
Because I was going to.
Then paint the picture, Picasso.
No, I owe you an apology.
Ooh. All right, I'm ready. Give it to me.
Why'd you say it like that?
Well, I didn't want to go over the top. I didn't want to Pacino it, so give it to me.
You want to go give me all your got, like in a loud
voice?
Yeah,
like
loud
randomly.
Pacino, yeah.
Like randomly. Dustin's got a great apology coming this way.
And a granny! So you on Friday were very loud and very obnoxious.
I don't hear
very
the apology
much
yet.
So over the top, if you will, about the Cavaliers' performance in Game 3. And I continued to berate you on your overreaction and how much you were going to be wrong when the Cavs took care of business in Game 3. However, Nick, I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry?
Because you were right.
That's all I needed to hear. By the way, I didn't actually need to hear that. I was teasing you a little bit about the setup from Friday's show. Because here's the thing, I didn't want to be right. Like, it's so funny when people hear you talk about our teams and you say something that isn't positive, they like get mad at you when you've actually had a good point, when it happens to be negative and it comes true. And here's the thing. I wanted to see it. Okay, prove me wrong. After Game 3, this Cavs team said it's just one game. We heard Evan Mumbles Mobley say, just one game and everything's going to be fine. And, you know, we can't let it turn into two games. And lo and behold, you let it turn into two games. And I thought they played really great basketball for the first quarter of that game. I was prepared to do my own, hey, you answered the call. And then the second half happened. And, dude, I don't even know where to begin with how embarrassing. Like, it seems like in NBA circles, well, you know, those game threes, those happen. Where you get blown out by 38 points, those happen.
That's what I said.
We've become far too permissive with that, by the way. It's the NBA playoffs. If any team loses by 38 points, you should hammer them to oblivion. It is unacceptable, no matter the things that lead to those blowouts. But that being said, I found Saturday to somehow be more unbearable than I found Thursday night. Because once again, the Cavs got punched in the mouth and they cannot handle it. And we talked about, oh, they're not physical enough, or they're not tough enough, or are they too soft? Guys, I just don't think they're a team. I don't watch a team play. And it's funny because there are times where they play defense at home where I'm like, that's a team. They know how to play. They know where each other's going to be, right? They can still communicate a little bit more, but the point is, like, you see it. Even offensively, they'll go on runs where the ball is moving effortlessly, and you're like, oh my God, this team can beat anybody in the NBA. But the problem is, at least as it pertains to the last 4 months, the problem is good does not equal good. Meaning, when they have a good performance, it doesn't lead to four more good ones. But bad, oh, buddy boy, does bad lead to three or four more bad performances.
They linger, yeah, and that was kind of the case this season. And listen, in this particular occasion, I said this on Friday. You know, I wasn't worried about this team. I still felt like they were going to win this in fives. That's what I said. After seeing those two games, Nick, tomorrow night is beyond a must win. Mm-hmm. Okay? Tomorrow night is the series.
You can't possibly go from up 2-0 to down 3-2. You can't. Because this team can't handle that.
I mean, you would think that that would be a big challenge for Orlando. But no. In fact, they got that beat. I mean, you'd think a 9-point lead at halftime would be good. Oh, no. We'll see your halftime lead and raise you a 38-5 run. Yeah. How about that second half?
You know what? I think that's...
What the hell was that?
I think that's a great place to start. Because, again, it's not that the Cavs
lost. It was worse than that, by the way. It may have been 40 to something.
I think it was something like 61 to 29 they got outscored. Or 19?
Yeah, 29 the second half.
Oh, 29.
At one point, they had the five, and the Magic had 30-something. Yeah.
But, like, it's not that you lost. Like, I think
we turned it off again.
Well, no, it's how you lose. And when you lose because you don't have heart, that is just the non-negotiable of Cleveland. Like, this town demands one thing, which is play hard. You don't always have to play the right way. Not all of LeBron's teams played the right way. Sometimes they got fat and sassy, and they got cocky about things. All right? Sometimes they acted like they were more interested in the fun in between, or rather celebrating the series win when you were up 3-0 instead of finishing off a sweep. But yet they still played hard. Like, I think like, we dealt with the Cavs getting bored. You know why? Because the Cavs might have gotten bored, but in the end, they'd find the fourth quarter, we're going to play hard, put it all together, and get a win. And this team, the second that they lose scent, the second that they start to wilt, they don't fall apart a little bit. They fall apart all of it. What kills me, you'll expect them to win the series. Because you're a front-running team. And that's who they are now, guys. I don't think you're going to wake up one day and not be front-runners anymore. Not this year, not as currently constructed. Not with this head coach either. But, like, I expect them to win because you've got two more games at home to one game on the road. So I'm saying that after you've lost two inexcusable games in a row. Imagine what I will be saying about you if you bleep away this series. And you know what? I will say this. Do I think JB is a good playoff coach? Absolutely not. But it is not just about one thing. It is if your only answer today is fire JB Bickerstaff, and we'll get into the JB side of this because there's a lot coming out of the locker room after this. It's not just about JB. I've said it for a while now. I've said it at least for the last week, if not more. I'm not convinced Darius and Donovan are comfortable or like playing together. Because both of them look like, when they play on the court, offensively, they become the Monstars. Nobody knows who's going to take over the game when you know what gets real. Nobody knows how to defer, or at least defer consistently. The ball stagnates. And by the way, could a better coach have figured this out along the way? Yes, probably. But the point is, this is still a player-controlled league. And the players, and I'm not going to hear another damn thing about George Niang or Max Strus on the friggin' road. Guys, they're role players. Role players don't play well on the roll, or on the road, or on the roll, on any of them.
They don't have a role.
Or on croissants, any of them. But my point is, this is about the four guys atop the mast. This is a players' league, and those players aren't getting it done. Sans Jared Allen, who, by the way, looked like a Mack truck again in the first half. It is not just one thing. It is all of it right now, and all of it is damn embarrassing.
Yeah, it really is, Nick. And I don't know what to think about this team. It's really unfortunate because I was excited after the first couple of wins, thinking that we would make quick work of the Magic and sort of move on to Boston at some point, and that just has not been the case, Nick. And boy, as this thing gets a little bit dicier, you know, as we go throughout this series, I got to say, man, it's not just me and you. It's really everybody. And I'm sure the organization is feeling it internally and obviously will have some tough decisions to make. But it seems as though, and listen, Nick, I'm at the point now where I kind of feel like the Magic have all the momentum. And if they don't win this series, God help us, because this team's going to get absolutely blown up.
Well, I mean, I think you're now at a problem where you're now at a point where even if they win, you've got to turn around and go to Boston. And if you can't compete with the Orlando, the vaunted, I mean, these guys are basically the 2016 Golden State Warriors. These Orlando Magic are. I mean, Franz Wagner, Steph Curry, everybody's been saying that. Paolo Banchero is Klay Thompson in his prime. Nobody's saying that. Who's the Jalen Suggs? I mean, he's Andre Iguodala. I mean, if I've ever seen Andre Iguodala, Jamal Mosley clearly is the Steve Kerr, the mastermind of all this. Oh wait, he's also not. Like, if you can't hang with the Orlando Magic, this is why it was always flawed logic when people were like, oh, well, we should be ducking Philadelphia or we should be ducking Miami, which, by the way, they would not have played either one of those teams because it would have been a 3 seed maybe playing against Indiana right now. But, like, this is why it was always flawed logic. If you need to pick your first-round opponent so you have a chance to go to the second round, you're already effed. And here's the thing, guys. This team should be a top 2 seed. When I say top 2 seed, what I'm saying is this team should be one of the final, talent-wise. I'm not talking about how they actually play. Talent-wise, this team has enough talent to be in the Eastern Conference Finals this year. And instead, they're getting quick work by the Orlando Magic. And it's the second straight year. And the flaw in the plan, the flaw in the Death Star has always been for everyone saying, well, I can't make a judgment on JB or I can't make a judgment on Darius or Donovan until I see him in a second playoff series. Yeah, that's cool if that works out. When it doesn't work out, when you're getting worked real good and hard by the Orlando Magic in 2 straight games, we're getting blown out in 2 straight games. In a first round series. Oh, by the way, in a team that doesn't have a Donovan Mitchell, that doesn't have a Giannis Antetokounmpo, that has some really nice, scrappy young players who simply do the thing you should do in the playoffs consistently, which is play hard. This is how you don't do it. And if you want to be serious, if you want to be a real friggin' NBA team, you want to have that dog chain mean something to you, you go out in the playoffs and you play hard. And this team can't.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Can't do that. And so, JB, here is your slice of the pie when it comes to blame. And Darius, here is your slice of the pie. And Evan, here's your slice. And Jarrett, a much smaller piece of the pie because he's playing hard.
He's playing as hard as he possibly can.
But Donovan, whether you're injured or not, here's some blame. And you know what? Kobe Altman, for letting it get to this point, allowing, if you knew who JB was a year ago, and I think you did, but if you allowed this to fester one more year, then it's on you as well. And so you want to know what, because we can put it on one guy specifically, and we're actually going to talk about one of the core pieces on this, Dustin, when it comes to blame in a minute. We are. But I'm just going to tell you right now, this is organizational failure. This is not, let's not just make it as easy as JB can't coach. He can't, but that's not the point. let's not just make it as easy as Kobe Altman had the careerist move to bring everybody back so that he could guarantee himself one more crack at getting it right this offseason. Okay, that's fair. Let's not just put it on him. But I will tell you, I'm not putting it on Marcus Morris. I'm not putting it on George Niang. I'm not putting on any of the guys coming off the bench. I could put it a little bit on Caris LeVert. Caris, stop. Okay? Just stop. All right? You don't need to be the guy handling the ball at the top of the key, driving, inexplicably pissing the ball away. You don't need to do it. Okay? Like, think, Caris. I'm with you. I've defended the trade. Stop. But it ain't about Caris. It's about their four best players. It's about their head coach. It's about their GM and everything. This team was supposed to be competing for championships, and now we got to wonder whether they can win this series against the Orlando Magic. They've turned the Magic at home into the 2016 Golden State Warriors. They can't miss. It's a team that couldn't buy a bucket. They couldn't crack 90 points in the first two games. And then they go out on the road and they start scoring in droves. And JB's looking around going like, how do we do this? What do I do with my hands? He's going full Ricky Bobby. So we will get into the blame game today. And I want to hear everybody's outrage. I do.
I cannot wait to hear Adam's call because we can see what he wants to talk about.
And yeah.
I bet you there's a lot of people that feel the way Adam does. Hang there, Adam. We'll get to you next segment. Wow.
But this is organizational failure. When this team traded for Donovan Mitchell, it was supposed to be about winning titles, competing for titles at the very least, being a serious player in the Eastern Conference. And since then, they've puckered. Since then, they went from full throttle with Donovan Mitchell to scared of their own shadow 2 years later. And it is insanely infuriating. And so if you want to know why I bitched so hard in the final 20 games of the regular season, this. You want to know why I was so pissed on Friday? This team is better than getting worked by Orlando, even in a game, let alone two games. So it's got to be more than just one person's fault or one person's failure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.